step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Well, I'm not going to make security guarantees beyond very much. We're going to have Europe do that because it's in, you know, we're talking about Europe is their next door neighbor. But we're going to make sure everything goes well. And as you know, we'll be making a, we'll be really partnering with Ukraine in terms of rare earth. We very much need rare earth. They have great rare earth. We'll be working with Secretary Burgum and with Chris. You'll be working on that together. And we're going to be able to have tremendous, I mean, this gives us, because we don't have that much of it here. We have some, but we don't have that much. We need a lot more to really propel us to the next level of, to lead in every way. We're leading right now with AI. We're leading with everything right now. But we have to, we need resources. We have to double our electric capacity. We have to do many things. We have to really triple, if you think of it, the electric capacity from what we have right now, if you can believe it. So I just say this. So. The deal we're making gets us, it brings us great wealth. We get back the money that we spent, and we hope that we're going to be able to settle this up. We want to settle it. We want to stop. I tell you what, I'm doing it for two reasons. But the number one reason by far is to watch all these people being killed. I see pictures every week from, I assume, satellite pictures mostly, but there's some pictures on site of thousands of soldiers that are being killed. They're being decimated because equipment today, military equipment, is so powerful and so devastating. And number one, I want to see people stop. And they're not from here. They're from primarily two other countries. And then, by the way, let's talk about the Middle East. We got to solve that problem too. And that's come a long way. We're doing very well in that also. A lot of things are happening on that. But I'm watching soldiers being killed, Ukrainian and Russian soldiers being
killed.
SCOTUS
is answering, discussing two issues, particularly as it pertains to his first cabinet meeting of his second term. And the first thing that he was talking about is the $5 million gold card that would essentially grant U.S. residency. And it's similar to the investor the plan that we have currently in place. It's gonna actually would end up replacing that. And then, of course, he was talking about Ukraine, getting into all of that. Welcome to the program, Dana Lash, with you. It's a lot of stuff that they're hitting in this cabinet meeting. I don't even know how long they go, but we wanted to take some of it there because we need to discuss some of it on air since we discuss these issues that he's discussing in the cabinet meeting. So we needed to kind of be able to hear them. Obviously, you're interested in hearing them too. So this gets into the visa, like the first with the gold card, this $5 million gold card to replace the foreign investor visa. That's specifically targeting the wealthy foreign investors that previously you had to, have an investment of X amount and do X kind of work, et cetera, et cetera. And now this is going to get in and replace this. So we're going to talk more about this. We'll see how it moves because we also had last night in Congress, they went through and they passed a budget bill. And it's there was one Republican in the House that stood against it, Thomas Massie. We'll talk about some of that. But and then, of course, the Ukraine minerals deal, which is a whole other thing. This has to do with Ukraine pulling its mineral asset development all together into some kind of reconstruction fund, and that would be partly reinvested in Ukraine. And then, of course, the administration is looking at recouping the, is it $100 billion? I think it's more than $100 billion. I have literally three different articles in front of me that have three different numbers. So we'll just say roughly like $100 billion or more, maybe less, but probably more. That's they're looking at that whole, I don't want to say scheme, but plan as a way to recoup some of that money that was given to Ukraine. So three big things that we're going to be hitting today. The spending bill from Congress last night, the president's first cabinet meeting of his second term, in which we're discussing those gold visas, and then, of course, the deal with Ukraine, which looks like it's kind of a done deal. And, of course, it covers the rare earth minerals, which are a hot commodity. We're going to dive into all of this here coming up. We've got headlines on the way as well. And if anything newsworthy comes out of this cabinet meeting that he's holding, because at some point the press will be asked to leave, we'll bring that to you. People who help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Kel-Tec, the PR 5, the PR 57. It is a 5-7 from Kel-Tec. And this is a great Florida-based company. This is new for them. We talked about the PR 57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5-7. It's 40% lighter than the next lightest 5-pistol. It has a unique top-loading design that replaces traditional magazines with stripper clips for a slimmer carry profile and a 20-plus-1 capacity. Low recoil for ease of use and accuracy. Engineered for simplicity and reliability. Quickest and easiest field strip available. MSRP is only $399, so it's super affordable. Made in either Florida or Wyoming. They have a new expansion facility, and this was one of the first ones out of that production line there. It's the first of its kind. Kel-Tec's PR-57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7. KelTecWeapons.com. Innovation performance. Kel-Tec, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Should we officially shut down the Postal Service? The Postal Service had a monopoly in the United States, and it still couldn't make money? After the email revolution, they didn't change a thing. Should it be bought out by a big tech firm like Amazon?
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
We're just waiting for Google Docs to figure out what it's going to do so we can bring you some stuff here. That's all. I love having this stuff happen every day. A woman whose last name is Null keeps running into trouble with computer systems. Welcome to my life. That makes sense. Her last name is Null. And they bury the lead 5 graphs in, and I don't have the interest for it. Let's see. This woman walks into a restaurant. I don't even understand what this headline doesn't make sense. Aggressive baby name trend is alarming experts. They think that there is a trend of naming kids after guns and weapons. I've actually heard progressives complain about this before. In fact, there was a Huffington Post. They wrote about how there's a small but noticeable trend of parents using weapons-inspired and more broadly aggressive names for their sons. They said some of them include Wesson, Caliber, Shooter, and Trigger. Those are actually also really good dog names. Remington, Colt, Ruger. Those sound like dog names. I'm sorry, but they do. They sound like dog names. I've never met anybody who's named after any of this stuff, but I've met millions of dogs that are named after this kind of stuff. I mean, still. A New Hampshire woman was arrested for what kind of headline is this? Where are these from? Like, dumb and uninteresting stories? Like, where is this from? New Hampshire woman arrested for urinating on grocery store food and film. I don't know. I don't know what this is. Moving on. Let's go down to Hollywood's male role models are failing young men. That's a headline, apparently. It's actually a topic of discussion, but that's from The Wrap. Also, antidepressants, here's a headline, maybe worsening dementia. Why doctors still prescribe them? New York Post has a whole piece about antidepressants are apparently making people, I guess it's like pushing people into Alzheimer's. They said that there's now a lot of questions as to whether such treatments are meant to help are doing more harm than good. I think that they're too freely prescribed. I think that stuff is too freely prescribed. I think it's overprescribed. I think there's a lot of people that are on them that necessarily don't need to be on them. And that's a separate concern from the separate whole other issue that can also exist simultaneously in this reality of people actually having chemical imbalances. And then that can also exist at the same time that you have the separate and complete different issue that can, again, coexist in this reality of people being overprescribed these prescription drugs. And I say that because we always have some sensitive people that will clench their ass asses and send me hate mail over it. So there you go. We have to baby talk it for the drive-bys. We have a lot more coming up, including this mineral deal. And the EU thinks it has its own win-win. Stick with us. I've seen the amazing changes Relief Factor has made for so many people, and I've seen it firsthand through my husband Chris's pain relief from using Relief Factor. Right now, it's easy to give their product a try because Relief Factor makes it pain-free with their three-week quick start for just $19.95. Get rid of pain and start living better. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it works by supporting your body's response to inflammation. It doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's safe to take daily. And in fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Give Relief Factor a try. With their pain-free trial, you can get a three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. With their pain-free trial, you can get a three-week quick start for only $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. For relief or visit relieffactor.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to chumbacasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Caliber Car Wash gives you more than just a quick rinse. It delivers a next level clean. Right now, you can get your next wash for only $5. Just text Ditch Dirty to 22322 and enjoy savings on the best shine in town. Forget your regular neighborhood wash or the old soap in your garage. Caliber Car Wash goes beyond with high quality service and unbeatable results. Ditch dusty dashes, muddy floorboards, and grimy windshields. Text Ditch Dirty to 22322 for a $5 car wash and visit your local Caliber Car Wash today to experience the difference.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you just talk to us? Are you still a no? Is there anything?
They convinced me in there. I'm a no.
Is there anything?
Look, what? Let me. Their own numbers. If the Republican plan passes under the rosiest assumptions, which aren't even true, we're going to add $328 billion to the deficit this year. We're going to add $295 billion to the deficit the year after that, and $242 billion to the deficit after that, under the rosiest assumptions. Why would I vote for that?
So are you solidly a no?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know how else you... Are you solidly a no? No, I'm just farting around. You know, I'm just, no, I don't know. I was just thinking about being a no, but I decided, you know, why the hell not? That's so goofy. Welcome back to the program. Bottom of this first hour. Massey was the lone Republican against this bill that I'm going to be honest with you. It is not popular in conservative Republican right-leaning commentary to act like or to acknowledge that this bill isn't good. It's not popular. I'm in order to be a team player, I'm supposed to blow smoke up your backside and say, no, this is great. It's a good first step. We don't have time for first steps. I mean, that's stupid. That's like saying it's a starter bill. We don't have time for first steps. We got to do it now. It has to be done now. And this just, this doesn't decrease the deficit. It doesn't decrease spending literally at all. We're adding $20 trillion to the U.S. debt in a 10-year period. All it does is slow the rate of growth. There are no cuts. Anyone who, and there's no taxes on tips. None of that's in here. Anyone who's telling you that the no tax on tip is in here, on tips, they don't understand how to read legislation. And that includes some people that you watch on television. When you actually read the bill, which I have the copy of, I haven't finished it, it doesn't include that in here. That has to be addressed separately in a separate piece of legislation that Congress is going to have to consider separately, meaning not part of this bill. It has to be entirely separate and individual from the bill that they passed last night. It absolutely does not include any of those things in there. Those are simple facts. People can choose whether or not they want to be upset over them. But I can't, you know, in good faith, come on here and lie to you and act like, oh, no, this is great. And it includes all this stuff. I've even seen some Congress people state that it includes no tax. It doesn't include, it does not at all whatsoever include that. So that has to be an entirely separate thing that they consider. So, and it's true in that I saw someone say, oh, Democrats just voted against no tax on tips and no tax on overtime. This is H.R. 14. And again, when you look at the bill, I have the link. If anybody wants to actually go and and I'll tweet it out if you want. I mean, if anybody actually wants to go and read the thing, it does not include those things in there. It is a budget resolution. So all it does is it's setting targets. It's setting fiscal targets. It is not, it doesn't have anything to do with taxes or labor or any laws that have to do with taxes or any laws that have to do with labor. And it doesn't have to do with anything about overtime. And it doesn't have anything to do with tips, whether there are taxes or no taxes on it, because again, there's no taxes included in this. It is not included in this bill. It is not. So I know that, you know, we would all love that narrative win, but then you also have to acknowledge then if you're going to say Democrats voted no on it and pretend that it includes no taxes on tips, then we also have to say, well, why didn't Republicans include that or any other taxation, including making the 2017 Trump tax cuts permanent? Why was that not enshrined in this bill? So it's just a bill that's about setting fiscal targets. It's literally all it is. So, and I don't know why everybody's acting like this is, you know. And it continues the spending. I mean, that is ultimately true. It adds, I mean, you're looking at trillions added to the deficit. That's, and it passed 217 to 215 yesterday evening. So that's, again, just the simple fact of it. And I know that it's, I mean, I'm not happy with it. And it's going to get even worse when it gets to the Senate. Because this was supposed to be, you know, the House is supposed to have a little bit, it's a very narrow margin of majority, but there are supposed to be more conservatives, take it for what it's worth, in the House than there are in the Senate. And the Senate is obviously way more left than the House is on this stuff. So imagine what this is going to look like when the Senate is done with it. If you can't imagine, imagine what it looks like. So it doesn't do any of the things that they say that it does. And it does not actually, again, there's no provision for no tax on tips in it. There's no provision for no tax on Social Security. There's no provision for overtime. All it does is establish the framework for them to move forward. They're not even guaranteed in the current structure of this bill. The only thing that is guaranteed and is in black and white, and you can see screenshots of it, or you can read the bill yourself and look at it in black and white, is the simple fact that it just slows the rate of growth for existing spending and continues adding trillions onto the deficit. So once again, there's no tax on Social Security. That's provision's not in here. The provision for no tax on tips is not in here. Any kind of provision relating to overtime is not in here. All it is it establishes a fiscal framework for the current rate of spending, which continues. It just slows it, which still is adding $2 trillion plus to the deficit. So that is this. That's it. And it's a, and I keep saying, I don't mean to say bill interchangeably with resolution, because a House resolution is quite different from a bill. And so this is the resolution of it. But there's not a single bit of it that is in this. So I'm not quite sure why that narrative is circulating. And when, again, the Senate gets a hold of it, they're going to modify it even further. So we've had two opportunities for Republicans in both the House and the Senate to actually deliver on, because we know that DOGE has already suggested some of these cuts. And we know that they could start incorporating this in with their, whether it's the fiscal framework or whether it is another piece of legislation that could be proposed. But so far, Republicans haven't done that. And they get really mad at you when you point this out. Like, I was disinvited from a group event. Literally, I was disinvited from a group event next month because I criticized the spending bill in the Senate. Ask me again why I have such an animosity towards Republicans, or rather the Republican Party. I've been dealing with this since the Tea Party days, when I was told to get in line and vote for a Democrat that became a Republican for the purpose of that one election in New York's 23rd congressional district. That was Dede Scozzafava. Of course, she lost it. But the fact that you had the Republican Party pushing a very far left candidate that literally just for the purpose of that election became a Republican, was a lifelong Democrat, then went right back to being a Democrat again. You know, I mean, we've been dealing with this with the Republican establishment for so long. I don't even know. The fight will never end. And this is more of the same. But the problem is that now you have a network of people that are working on behalf of, you know, the Republican establishment, and they look down on you if you are honest about what is in this legislation. It's not welcomed warmly, so to speak. So, you know, you get into trouble when you talk about this stuff. You're not supposed to talk about it. And this is where, you know, kind of gets frustrating, because you see a lot of these lawmakers that give really good lip service to DOGE. But then when push comes to shove, what do? They vote for resolutions that continue the rate of spending and add trillions onto the deficit. None of them are brave enough to propose cutting any kind of cost cutting resolutions. None of them so far have been brave enough to propose a serious bill that actually cuts spending, reduces taxes, all of that. None of them have been brave enough to introduce anything like that. So as it stands right now, if you ask me if I had a lot of confidence, even though we're just like not even a month in, if I have a lot of confidence whether or not these cuts are going to be realized, my answer is no. Because the Republican Party really is not that much different from the Democrat Party. That also makes people upset when you say that, but it's true. It's true when you look at the stuff that they're continuing to fund. It's true when you look at a lot of things related to foreign policy and aid and all this other stuff. It's incredibly true. So, you know, I can have Republican groups that get mad at me all they want to, and they can disinvite me from events all they want to. And, you know, that's fine. I've been doing this since 2008, and these people change and they rotate in and out of seats, but I'm still here. And so are you. So, you know, I had a friend say if it wasn't our money, this part of the budget bill would actually be funny, because they keep saying it's their goal to reduce spending by $2 trillion over 10 years. But literally, they just passed something that will actually increase spending every year. So it actually adds the $2 trillion. It doesn't cut $2 trillion at all. So this is where, you know, I'm already seeing it. I've already been, I think I actually had it. I think, was it yesterday that I put this in your newsletter? I had it in one of the newsletters for the subscribers, because the media is already kind of starting to pick up on some of this stuff. So they are already seeing, for instance, that, you know, there's a little bit of, there's disagreement and some divide, whether it's the House Freedom Caucus, you know, whether it is Republicans in the Senate. They already see that there's this divide with what Republicans are saying in terms of spending and what they do when they're actually on the floor. And that's going to be a big deal. The media is going to pick at that. And that actually is going to be something that I think will be effective, because if you don't deliver for voters, and if voters don't see relief from everything that they've experienced the past 4 years, you're not going to win midterms. All of this hinges on Republicans actually being able to move and do this stuff right now. And they're not doing it. They're not doing it at all. So, yeah, it's pretty frustrating. It's incredibly frustrating. So we've got this spending bill. We also have this. Again, one of the things that they were discussing was this gold visa, the $5 million, what do you want to say, rich people visa? I don't even know how you put it, where people can come in and they said that they're going to be vetted. They didn't, you know, get into exactly how that would look. I don't know how that would look, but they said that. This is, you know, it's something that's going to be vetted. You have a green card and then a gold card, and it's going to be about $5 million. And you have green card privileges. The green card, as you know, lawful permanent resident cards that makes eligible people who are immigrating to the United States to live and work permanently in the United States. And the program that the $5 million thing is looking to replace, that's the EB-5 visa program. And so that's been around for what, 30 years? Yeah, give or take about 30 years. For people who spend about $1 million on a company and people, so if you spend $1 million on a company and you employ, I think the minimum is like 10 people, then you can participate in this program. But according to GAO, the participation in that has pretty steadily declined since 2016. So from 2016, and this is according to the GAO, from 2016 until 2021, the government issued about 37,000 EB-5 visas. So this is what they're looking to kind of, I guess, replace that program with. And it would be offering permanent residency and a pathway to citizenship. And this is part of the executive orders because he signed some of those as well yesterday. We're going to dive more into this. Strength and vitality inside and out. Native Path Collagen delivers the two most essential collagen types that your body needs to support strong bones and flexible joints. With type 1 and 3 collagen without unnecessary fillers, you'll enjoy smoother movement, resilient skin, and the confidence that comes with looking and feeling your best. You'll love Native Path Collagen because it'll keep your joints feeling strong and your skin looking smooth. And you can use it daily in your morning coffee to start the day feeling your best. And best of all, Native Path offers incredible bundle deals that let you stock up and save big. So you can grab a 3-pack or even a 6-pack at a fraction of the price compared to other collagen brands. And it's the perfect way to stay consistent with your daily collagen routine while keeping more money in your pocket. Visit getnativepath.com/Dana today and stock up on Native Path Collagen for up to an incredible 45% off, plus get free shipping. Every order comes with a 365-day money-back guarantee, so you can try it risk-free today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you think all car washes are made equally, you're in for a surprise when you experience the Caliber car wash difference. Free detailing stations, air guns, ultra UV protection, and the best washes on the market? Welcome to Caliber Car Wash. Make up for years of subpar washes. Caliber Car Wash memberships offer unlimited washes every month, and with membership tiers, there are options for every budget and wash preference. Are you ready to finally have the clean you've always wanted? Head to CaliberCarWash.com to find a location near you. It's time to experience the next level of car service with a limitless membership.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
We need to change the conversation, and that's why I'm launching a new podcast. And this is going to be anything but the ordinary politician podcast. I'm going to be talking to people directly that I disagree with, as well as people I look up to. But more important than anything else, I'll be talking directly with you, the listener. Real conversations. What's going on with the cost of eggs? What are the impacts, real impacts to you around tariffs? What power does an executive order really have? And what's really going on inside of DOGE? Look, there's an onslaught of information that we take in. So let's take it to the sources without the typical political mumbo jumbo.
That's what this is.
In the first few weeks, we're going to be sitting down with some of the biggest leaders and architects in the mega movement. This
is so tired of that Instagram styling. I hate everything about it. First off, he's the governor of California still, right? So why is he not focusing on his state? Like, why doesn't he do a podcast on what happened to the high-speed rail? Remember that they stupidly voted? Well, they didn't vote for it. They just decided to do it. And they spent, I don't know how many hundreds of billions to create, how much was it, Kane? Like 1,200 feet?
You might be generous.
They had a photo of it, right? Remember? It was like out in the middle of a field. You can't actually write it, you know?
1,200 feet might be generous.
It might be, but they had this whole company come out and try like work with them on building high speed rail, and the company got, it's a French company, and they got so frustrated they went to a nation in Africa and just rebuilt it there in like 2 years. Billions upon billions of dollars wasted on that. Nobody knows where the money went. What about a podcast on that, Gavin? Just a possibility, maybe do a podcast on that. Instead, he's going to, what's in Doge? What about what's in, you know, the water desalination plants? What's up with, again, the high-speed rail? What's up with a lot of the questionable impropriety as it pertains to how you're governing your state? I kind of feel like he just needs to watch what's happening in his state before he tries to act like some sort of political ombudsman for everybody else. It's just, I don't know. It stays. You know what, though? I think that if Republicans keep folding, I hate saying this, especially on spending, people are going to welcome this guy with open arms. And I just kind of save that, what I just said, Steve, just save that, because I really want to be wrong. I so badly want to be wrong. But honestly, I don't know. I got to tell you, there's a great economic illiteracy. Can I just point out this one thing that someone said to me and it just immediately arrested my attention? Someone goes, well, if tax cuts expire and we crash into a recession, deficits will skyrocket and we start a new cycle of inflation. Has Massey, talking about Congressman Thomas Massey, thought about the cost of not extending the tax cuts? Really? Of not extending the tax cuts? Do you think that, see, that presupposes that tax cuts cost? And that's completely not correct. It's government spending, the reckless government spending that costs. When you tell me that allowing me to keep more of my own money that the government steals from me and I have to go along with it under threat of penalty, when I'm told that that costs, what that does is that burns inside of me a fire that makes Mordor look like just a matchstick. And I want to go into rage mode. So let's not talk about tax cuts like that. Our second hour is on the way. More of the program coming up. History shows gold and silver thrive under strong leadership. During President Trump's first term, gold surged 53% and silver soared 51%. With him back, could precious metals break new records in 2025 and beyond? In times of economic uncertainty, smart investors turn to assets that have proven their worth. Gold and silver have historically outperformed in volatile markets, making them a crucial part of any strategy for preserving and growing wealth. And that's why I trust the partners at GoldCo. Secure your financial future today and don't wait until the next economic crisis happens. GoldCo is a trusted leader in precious metals, and with over $3 billion in gold and silver secured for hardworking Americans, they've been a top-rated company from the start. Take action and partner with a company that puts your security first. Visit DanaLikesGold.com right now and get a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit. On top of that, you could also qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus silver, possibly even more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast.
We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope.
Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this second hour. Channel 347 DirecTV is the simulcast. You can also find us on X as well as YouTube. And sometimes it works over at Rumble, sometimes it doesn't. But that's where the chat is. So that's where we're at. I'm scratching my head here because Jake Tapper has a new book out. Jake Tapper's new book is called Original Sin, President Biden's Decline, Its Cover Up, and His Disastrous Choice to Run Again by Jake Tapper. What? Now, you might be thinking, why does that sound so weird? Why does it stick out to me in my mind that Jake Tapper wrote a book about and is going to make money, and he probably got a nice six-figure advance for this book on Biden's decline? Why does it stick out so much? I wonder why that is. Now, that's probably because you have been exposed to Jake Tapper before. And you have heard him say some things and get upset over things. Like, I don't know, audio soundbite 14. Here's a flashback, some flashback audio, wherein Jake Tapper was super offended when the literal subject of his book was brought up. This was, what, over a year ago. Listen to this.
Jake, is very clearly a cognitive decline. Okay. That's what I'm referring to. It makes me uncomfortable.
It's so amazing. It's so amazing to me
and try and figure out an answer.
A cognitive decline.
Well, you're trying to tell me that what I was suggesting was.
I think that you were mocking his stutter. Yeah, I think you were mocking his stutter, and I think you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline. I would think that somebody in the Trump family would be more sensensitive to people who do not have medical licenses diagnosing politicians from afar. Plenty of people have diagnosed your father from afar, and I'm sure it offends you, your father.
So when did Jake Tapper go and get his medical education? Because he has a new book out about the very thing that he's reacting to so angrily in that clip, and that was a flashback clip. He got mad at Lara Trump because she made mention of Biden's very obvious cognitive decline that everyone thought, if we don't pretend it exists, then the dirty, unwashed masses won't know. And so they thought that you were just going to go along and not notice that he was barely sentient. So I'm just curious, because it was very important to Mr. Tapper that the people remarking on Biden's cognitive decline have a medical background, Kane. So Jake Tapper wrote an entire book on it where he acts as though he is sounding the alarm. Guys, did you know that Joe Biden had a decline, and that it was covered up, and that it's disastrous that he ran again? Did you know? It is breaking news with Jake Tapper. That's like someone coming out now with a book about, did you hear that the Titanic ran afoul of an iceberg? It's the same thing. I don't know who Alex Thompson is. He writes this book with him. And this is one of the descriptions of it. Quote, from two of America's most respected journalists, an unflinching and explosive reckoning, with one of the most fateful decisions in American political history, Joe Biden's run for re-election despite evidence, of his serious decline amid desperate efforts to hide the extent of that deterioration. Well, we know pretty factually that Dr. Tapper, Jake Tapper, I don't know, maybe he's a doctor now. Kane, will you check that, please? And will you go into our Hogwarts-esque archives of stories and see maybe perchance he got his doctorates or some sort of medical training? Because, he's very particular, Mr. Dr. Tapper, about criticizing Biden's decline if you don't have a medical background, as you heard in that flashback audio that we just played for you moments ago.
It's a half step ahead of you. I've been looking at it right now.
Were you?
Can't find anything yet. I'll let you know.
Gosh dang. Maybe he didn't get good grades, but he's still, I don't know if he's got his medical license or not, but I would assume surely he wouldn't only now deem that it's okay to write about it because it's financially advantageous to him. Surely not. Listen to what they say about the book. They act like this is brand new information. I can barely get past this first sentence, the drama. Quote, in Greek tragedy, the protagonist's effort to avoid his fate is what seals his fate. In 2024, American politics became a Greek tragedy. So let me pause here. Allow for me to pause momentarily. It seems as though Jake Tapper also just discovered what a Greek tragedy is. They continue and they say at the debate with Trump on June 27th, 2024, the consequences of the deception about his condition and limitations were exposed to the world. It was shocking and upsetting. Okay. There's so much to unpack with that. So part of this, from his own book description, is that up until the time of the debate, ladies and gentlemen, Democrats had full faith and confidence in the cognitive abilities of one President Joe Biden. Do you believe that, yes or no? Do you believe that Democrats had no clue about Biden's cognitive decline until that fateful debate? That his symptoms did not present until that fateful debate? That there was no suggestion of any kind of cognitive difficulty or anything of that sort until that debate? Because that's what they want you to think. They want you to believe, and they're doing this to preserve their credibility. They're trying to reclaim. They realize, and maybe for the first time, that they've lost credibility. But they were good little Democrats, and they circled the wagons because that's what the Democrat bosses demanded. Circle the wagons, hide Biden's decline, carry his water. Well, I guess the reward for that now is Tapper gets to write about it and get paid. Because he probably did get probably a mid-six-figure advance for this book. I don't know who's the publisher. Is it Penguin? So I'm really amazed at the continued deception, because they lied to you once already by suggesting, and even as you saw in the clip that we played coming in, the vociferous defense of Biden's cognitive abilities in the face of overwhelming evidence to the contrary, even becoming nasty with people who are simply mentioning what we all can see. And then he pivoted, if you heard in that soundbite, to his stutter. Well, you're just talking about his stutter. Forgetting things is not a stutter. Tripping and falling constantly is not a stutter. You're giving a stigma to something that doesn't deserve it, because you're too cowardice to publicly say what we all know. So he's launching this book. And again, I say this often, and I'm going to say it again. However much you loathe the press, it's never enough. So the book sounds like it's going to do this narrative that Joe Biden was completely fine until that debate. And then once that debate happened, that's when we all realized, oh, whoa, what happened? What happened with Joe Biden? Like, what? Yeah. So, I mean, there's money to be made. So the story must be told. Not for the sake of transparency, but specifically for Jake Tapper to cash in and make some money. By the way, that video of him arguing with Larry Trump, that was from 2020. The 2020 election cycle.
Really?
Yes. That was from the 2020 election cycle. But wait, there's more. Can we play this as well? Because this was from, dropping this in Slack. This was from the, I think this was one of the debates on CNN, and Tapper got really mad about it. And he went after the Democrats who were raising questions about, and he said this was right after the debate with Trump, because Democrats were upset. So then he was like pretending up. Well, we may not. He was pretending up until this point. But can I also see this? Like, this is from Instagram. And when he was interviewing another Democrat. This is an interview from 2020. And he allowed these Democrats to come on his program and set up these defenses of Biden's cognitive abilities and run different narratives, etc. And so this was this segment, if we can get it. This was right after, this was on a Sunday. So this was right after the Wall Street Journal had published a story on Joe Biden's mental fitness. And Jake Tapper hosted Chris Coons, Senator Chris Coons, on the show, and they were defending Biden. The first time that Jake Tapper ever had to actually say something negative about Biden's cognitive decline, it was right after the debate where you have all of these talking heads assembled there on stage, and they don't have any shade. They don't have any way to kind of run cover for Biden. They haven't had time to workshop anything. They didn't have time to, you know, figure out, okay, how are we going to deal with this? How are we? And so it was bare. It was just a completely naked response. And they were all very, you remember how very careful they were? Even Tapper, very careful. Like, well, we saw some things that it's hard to unsee. They had to start admitting the truth because it would have so destroyed their credibility. I think even with members on the left, at some point that you got to pivot. If you have any of that, just play a little bit. This is when Tapper and Coons were defending Biden right after that Wall Street Journal story on his fitness. This is 2020. So they've known this whole time.
In our politics lead, the White House today vehemently pushing back on the new report on the president's age and mental acuity. The White House communications director posting that the story in the Wall Street Journal was a complete and utter editorial failure by the Wall Street Journal. Makes you wonder who they're taking orders from, unquote.
Wow.
Maybe that's an insinuation because the Wall Street Journal is owned by News Corp, which is run by the Murdochs. This is all in response to this headline today from the Journal. Quote, behind closed doors, Biden shows signs of slipping, unquote. Beyond the headline, there is some critical nuance here. The article is mostly based on observations of Republicans, with former Speaker Kevin McCarthy the only one going on the record.
So you get the idea. And when you brought Coons on, he and Coons were talking about how mean the Wall Street Journal is. Of course, they had to bring it up a few more times. They're trying to disqualify the Wall Street Journal by association, which is a logical fallacy. They're trying to say because it's owned by the Murdochs, that association means that everything that they publish in their paper or online is immediately suspect when it's actually not the case. And I would think that being able to run defense like this for Joe Biden for this book gave Jake Tapper a lot of notes to include in his book. It's so low. You run defense for this and then you come out with a book on it. You can't make this up. You can't make it up. Coming up, a new disclosure reveals that the Biden IRS leaked taxpayer information of over 405,000 Americans. And they're upset over a couple of dorks under NDAs with read-only access checking for waste, fraud, and abuse. We're going to discuss that and more coming up, but we also have headlines on the way as we move. Our partners that help bring you the program. It's our friends over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service that you can choose from. And I don't know why you wouldn't. It's so easy to switch today because at Patriot Mobile, they have coverage on all of the major networks. So you're covered no matter where you go. It's nationwide coverage you can trust. And furthermore, you are not supporting the causes that you vote against. Every dollar that you spend actually funds defense of advocacy for your rights, make sure that people have what they need when it comes to building momentum to protect measures at the ballot box, all of it. And, you know, you're making a difference with your phone service because you're also enjoying all this nationwide coverage, but you're also in line with the people that are giving you the service. Seamless switching. They have 100% U.S.-based customer service team. You can keep your current number, your phone. You can upgrade. It's so easy to switch. So consider doing so today. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT and unlock a free month of service with promo code Dana. Make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT, promo code Dana.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
CBS says free speech led to the Holocaust and seems to approve prosecuting insulting speech. The number of illegal border crossings plummets, and the right is actually winning the political messaging war for once. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs, too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So I grew up watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That show was my jam. And I just found out Michelle Trachtenberg, who played Buffy's little sister in the later seasons, has passed away at age 39. Now, one of the reports came in that said she had actually recently had a liver transplant and that she may have been experiencing complications, but they think it's natural causes. They're not treating it as a suspicious death, per the New York Post. But if you remember, she was in, I think it was like from 2000 and on, she was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She was Buffy's little sister, Dawn. So, dang, that's just harsh. So that's the second, because you guys know my grandma's rule of three. So the first Kane was Roberta Flack, Michelle Trachtenberg. So who's third? Is this always in threes? That's my grandmother's rule, not my rule. I'm not being mean. It's her rule. And it's always right, is it not? Every time without fail. Newsweek says Illinois succession could be in the cards. Okay. Sorry, Kane, because I know you lived there for a while. Sorry. They have some residents. Now, here's what it is. It's the conservative counties. All of rural Illinois is way more conservative than Cook County. They want to join Indiana. Okay. I actually like that idea. Let's do that. Good on you guys. I back it. Stick with us. It's burn a gun, the non-firearm. It's always good to diversify what you have for self-defense, particularly when you have municipalities or even private property restrictions that mean you might have to be defenseless. Nobody wants that with crime rampant. So this is where, again, the Byrna gun comes in. The most popular model is the Byrna SD. There are different models. The Byrna SD is the most popular model. It shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can disable threats from up to 50 feet away. And you can choose your color, your model, the projectiles, and the accessories. And it's always good to reevaluate what you have in terms of defensive tools. And that's what Byrna gun should be looked at as a defensive tool. Visit Byrna.com/Dana. That's BYRNA.com/Dana for 10% off your purchase.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Make some common sense of the crazy headlines with the Dana Show podcast, your on-the-go guide for getting up to speed on today's most important stories. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform.
Mr. President, can you clarify, hopefully once and for all, what your expectations are with this email to federal employees? What are you going to use that information for? And do you see it as voluntary, like OPM has said, or mandatory?
Yeah, well, it's somewhat voluntary, but it's also, if you don't answer, I guess you get fired. What it is, do people exist? We have this massive government with millions of people, and nobody knows who's working for the government, who's not. So what they're doing is they're sending out a letter to everybody and they're saying, what were the things you did last week? Mm-hmm. I guess they ask for five. And if people are working, it's easy. I could tell you five things I did last week. I could tell you five things I did 6 weeks ago, right? If they're there and they're working, they're able to say they did five things during work.
Yeah, I don't see the problem with it. I mean, it's not, I've had to actually tell people what, you know, like this is what I did this past week. And it's not I don't know. There's two things when reasoning or when trying to understand why, and it really is the left. I don't know anybody really on the right that finds a problem with us. But in trying to understand the thought process of the people who are offended by it, are they interpreting the question as a challenge, i.e., your upper management doesn't think that you contribute anything, so demonstrate your worth, and then they are bristling to that? Are they looking at it like this is someone who doesn't have the jurisdiction to make such a request to me, which would be wrong to think? Not everything has to be a big, giant challenge. Not everything is someone trying to elicit. It's not a troll. And it's really tone deaf when I hear people who are in defense of, you know, these federal workers that are weeping and gnashing of the teeth, and they're going after taxpayers and everyone else. Like, how dare you question me? That's not helping your cause. We have one listener, and for the sake of their privacy, because they were so transparent about it, I'm not going to tell you what industry it is or who they are or even what they're a dude or a chick. But they were saying that they are one of those individuals that ended up in the federal government. They ended up getting an offer to perform a particular task, and this was some years ago, and they were very good at it. And I would agree with their assessment that it is one of those positions that I do think actually gives some value when done properly to the taxpayer, and that's all I can say. But, and they agree with me, because they said that in their day-to-day profession, they routinely, per the email that they sent in, they routinely come across individuals that are not pulling their weight or that would be considered a burden to taxpayers. In fact, they are a burden to those of us who do work in this position that they're in and do perform the tasks and do the job. And so this individual said that the moment they received the inquiry, they immediately fired off. Like, not only do I have 5 things, here are 10 things that I did. But and that's something that I've noticed. Like, the people who are really putting their nose to the grindstone have no issue in, yes, this is what I did, this is what I did. But the reason I bring up this email is because this individual kind of was on the same wavelength that I was in trying to understand the reasoning of why some people are just mad. And they were saying that some of them really know that they don't do a lot, and they don't know how to justify that or how to paint a picture otherwise. And they know that when you compare what they're doing in terms of work to the people who are actually productive, they said that it becomes very glaringly obvious. Now, one other thing that this individual said is that the government entity in which they work could really be reduced down to a third of its size, and it would just operate smoothly. Because they said there's really, honestly, there's a small group of people that just make everything run, and everyone else, they said, is kind of like, you know, dead weight. And they were very aware. They did not want to seem like they were being braggadocious to me when they were writing. They were very aware of this, but I thought that was really insightful. And they were even saying, for those of us who really work hard, it doesn't, that's nothing. We can say this is exactly what we did, and, you know, and there it is. But they noted that that there were people in their workplace that were livid over it. And they said that all of the people that were livid were the ones that this individual and their fellow hard workers would classify as dead weight. Every one of them. So I thought that was really interesting. And I get that that's just one individual, but I tend to think that that's pretty standard. Like, I do think that there are, particularly if it falls under Article 1, Section 8, there are people who work in federal government in areas that I think actually couldn't be justified. I don't want that lost purposefully in the debate by those individuals who want to conflate it out of bad faith so that they can protect the dead weight. Because one of the things that has been a consistent response from, I mean, literally every single one of these very honest government workers is that it seems like in every agency or every department, there's like a small group of people that actually make it run. And then you have everybody else, right? Including some upper management. Like this individual was saying that they have basically three people that carry out management duties for one position. So you have like one position that's like broken up into three different upper management roles. That's asinine. So you're paying three salaries for one position. And I completely understand that. I share that, you know, that frustration. But, you know, this individual who, you know, they were telling me that they don't really have a lot of respect for those federal workers that are bitching and moaning about having to explain what they've done, or who are so out of touch with the average American taxpayer that they don't understand that taxpayers have a right to ask this stuff. And they also haven't put themselves into the private sector shoes. You know, think about how many, when is the last time the political class got super upset because people in the private sector got laid off? Do you all remember, and let me ask you this, when we were going through lockdown and everybody knows somebody that was struggling because they were disallowed to go back into work. It was a form of economic eminent domain where they were seizing the means of your ability to generate income. How many of you know someone that went through serious economic trouble or maybe lost their shirt because of those regulations? There are more people than I can count on two hands who personally lost either their business, their job, or everything. Where was the outcry from the political class and the government class over that? Where? All of these same people who are upset about having to merely dignify a response with a simple 5-bullet point answer. Where was their outrage when people were getting arrested for trying to go to work because their bills came due? Where was their outrage for the property owners that were told they had to allow people to use their private property for free? And then they had to pay their bills because you couldn't charge rent. You had to pay their utilities. You had to pay their bills for them. Where was the outrage from the same exact political class over that? There wasn't any. It's rhetorical. There was not a damn peep. I'm always going to be on the side of taxpayers versus any kind of federal employee, always. And I've had people get really mad at me about it. I've had people go off on me in comments, and people are like, I'm unfollowing you. With just a reminder, it's not an airport lounge. You don't need to announce your departures, okay? But they've gotten really mad, like, you have no idea. I have no idea. Come again? I don't have the security of a federal government job. I have no idea. Somebody who came from literally nothing. I have no idea. Have a seat, entitled. We all have an idea. That's why we're up in arms. The people who don't have the idea are the ones who would dare criticize the taxpayers for asking for accountability. And shame on anyone who thinks that they don't have to dignify a question about accountability with an answer because they think that it is beneath them. If you are too good to serve, you are not fit to lead. It's frustrating. Oh, I've had people get so angry at me, but that's not my problem, that's yours. Or people who say it's really hard for government workers. Statistically, you make 2 and 3 times more in annual salary than the average private sector worker. Private sector workers have to worry about if they don't produce. Even if they're in private unions, they worry about whether or not they have to produce. Public? No, not the same. Not even remotely. So they absolutely owe an answer on this. And it's not hard to do. You know, as this individual, as this listener was telling me, it's not hard to do. Just, it's very simple. You know, one of the things too, that's I think further confounding all of this, is the story of how you had so many, and I included this, by the way, if you get the newsletter. This is in the newsletter as well. But you have the Biden IRS that leaked taxpayer information on over 405,000 Americans. 405,000 Americans. And I want you to think about this. This one individual, his name was Mr. Littlejohn. And this is from the House Judiciary. House Judiciary said it's this new disclosure. An IRS spokesperson said that more than 70,000 taxpayers were affected, and they found out it was more than 405,000. And that the individual, they said the analysis from the inspector general for the IRS, et cetera, they notified these taxpayers whose taxpayer information was inappropriately disclosed by a person named Mr. Littlejohn. 89% of the taxpayers that their information was released, which include POTUS, by the way, are business entities. So here's an important point to think about. When Trump was, when they went after him in New York, they charged him with 34 felonies. He had made one single payment in like a handful of, he paid it off in a handful of installments. And this guy in Trump, he was charged with 34 felonies for that. I think it was like 10 or 11 different transactions, like 10 installments on a for one transaction. And from that, because they did a lot of process things, they charged him with 34 felonies. This guy who leaked 405,000 tax returns, he got one single count. Mull over that for a little bit. We have Florida Man on the way. Strength and vitality inside and out. Native Path Collagen delivers the two most essential collagen types that your body needs to support strong bones and flexible joints. With type 1 and 3 collagen without unnecessary fillers, you'll enjoy smoother movement, resilient skin, and the confidence that comes with looking and feeling your best. You'll love Native Path Collagen because it'll keep your joints feeling strong and your skin looking smooth. And you can use it daily in your morning coffee to start the day feeling your best. And best of all, Native Path offers incredible bundle deals that let you stock up and save big. So you can grab a 3-pack or even a 6-pack at a fraction of the price compared to other collagen brands. And it's the perfect way to stay consistent with your daily collagen routine while keeping more money in your pocket. Visit getnativepath.com/Dana today and stock up on Native Path Collagen for up to an incredible 45% off, plus get free shipping. Every order comes with a 365-day money-back guarantee, so you can try it risk-free today.
How do we fix the wounds dividing America? Pastor Alan Jackson has the answer.
Well, I think the reason we've been silent for so long, while our country's been pilfered and pulled apart, is all of our groups have gotten little pieces of the pie. And we're afraid we'll have to forfeit our little special side deal, our side hustles. And so we just don't say anything. But we would all be stronger if we'd come back to the truth.
Subscribe to Culture and Christianity, an Alan Jackson podcast on your favorite podcast app.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I'm intrigued by this headline. A man was arrested in Surfside after odd behavior with a Chucky doll. Uh-oh. Nothing about this sounds good. 35-year-old man's behavior with a Chucky doll was so disturbing that police apparently arrested him. According to the report, the individual was waving the doll Thursday along an avenue. They arrested him because he was scaring people coming out of a market, and they had already given him a warning. The guy has a super long arrest record, and he's been in and out of jail. He faced a misdemeanor charge of disorderly conduct and breach of the peace. Apparently, he was like, another thing that I read said he was sort of like brandishing it, like almost like he was going to hit people with it. And then the stuff that he was yelling and just, ooh, it's not Halloween, man. Not Halloween. Just FYI. Good night. That doll is weird anyway. I just, I don't know.
Yeah, in any context.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing. So yeah, the odd behavior with, yeah. This, I wanted to read this story that I saw, but I think it's just about this woman and her eyelashes. It's, hang on, I'm going to put this in here. because you got to really see the lashes to believe them. Got to be honest. She is described as having been intoxicated and disruptive, and she had open containers at HCA Florida Northwest Hospital. Okay, can I just, did you see her? Okay, yeah, Kane saw the mugshot. Yeah. Juan's preparing it for you. I don't know how you see. B, your eyelashes should never be more, they should not be bolder than your eyebrow.
They shouldn't create wind force.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like there are just a bunch of tarantula legs that are on her eyelid. And that doesn't look natural or good to anybody, guys. I'm a maximalist, but sometimes that's too much maximalism. That's just saying, you know.
Maybe she's going with it.
I don't know. But this was on February 20th. It's the Margate Police Department. Apparently, they responded because of a disruptive individual. The staff had apparently asked the woman, Kimberly McMahon, to leave as she was not a patient and was causing a disturbance. They escorted her outside. They issued her a formal trespass warning. They told her multiple times to get her stuff and leave, but she refused to comply. She got into a verbal altercation with actual hospital patients and staff, and people were concerned for safety. And then during the investigation, she had like all of these open bottles of alcohol, like on her person, in her possession, like open containers and bags and stuff. So they transported her. They transported her to the Broward County Jail. She was released after posting $750 bond. But it was her and her eyelashes causing all them problems. Girl, like, what are you doing? A Florida man attempted not one, but two kidnappings in the exact same evening. According to Channel 13 ABC, this is in South Miami. They arrested a man who's being held without bond on two charges. Brian Gamboa would try to kidnap two ladies in the same day. Surveillance cameras outside of a South Miami hospital entrance. What's happening with the hospitals? They captured the moments of a woman who was visiting a patient at the hospital. He attacked her. He tried to grab her. He threw her to the ground and was trying to take her and telling her to be quiet. And she was immediately like looking at him when she walked in, according to CCTV. He also had zip ties on him. And in the video, the victim convinced the man to release her. She ran into the office. The doctor came out. He tried earlier in the day. They discovered the exact same thing with a 16-year-old girl. He grabbed her. She was on the phone with a friend, and he pulled up in front of her in a car, got out, and tried to grab her. She was able to fight him off and get away. I think this guy needs to be dragged behind a vehicle through the streets of Miami. Personally, that's me. That's how I would solve this problem. My choice of penalty is not necessarily someone else's, but that's how I would deal with it. Well, we're running out of time. Tomorrow, I'll tell you about the guy who tried to impersonate a Bank of America fraud agent and stole a lot of money. Stick with us, third hour next. Our partners that help bring you the program. It's our friends at All Family Pharmacy. An excellent, excellent website. And for all of your medicinal needs, you need to seriously consider All Family Pharmacy. They have over 200 essential medications, in addition to ivermectin and a whole bunch of other treatments as well. Everything is made in the U.S. of A. So you're not getting anything that's coming from China. You've heard all of these horror stories about how so many antibiotics are made in China or made in India or Mexico with Chinese inputs. And that's not what this is. This is all made in the USA. And it's simple and fast and affordable. No insurance, no problem. They have straightforward pricing. You can order online. Now, here's what I really like. Shipping is just in 2 to 4 days. That's just regular. If you need something overnighted, you can also get that too. I've had that done. And they have a doctor that reviews the requests, sends out all the prescriptions that you need. You don't have to involve your doctor if you don't want to. This is healthcare on your terms, as it should be, because they trust you. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code Dana to unlock 10% off of your entire order. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Get 10% off. Unlock that by using promo code Dana.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So, this is a biblical moment. You know, when Jesus was on the cross, he said, God, forgive them, for they know not what they do. All these Negroes who are asking me to step down, God forgive them. Are you stupid? I'm running my race right now.
It's just like Jesus. Just like Jesus. It's, you know.
Oh, man.
Well, so that was Eric Adams, who is the mayor of New York. And don't ask him anything because he's Jesus. Just saying. Sometimes, right when I think, oh, maybe he's got it. Nope. He lets it go. Another wind. Welcome back. Dana Lash here, top of this third hour. He knew exactly how to rile up the assembled audience there. And he was quite upset. But he's Jesus, Kane. Just like Jesus does.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's just that, you know, if you guys don't think so, I guess you don't love the Lord. No. I don't know, man. I'm trying to wrap my head around it. He's like he got in trouble with the left over the immigration, some of the stuff that he said about immigration, right? And it didn't go very well for him, and he's gotten a lot of people have been demanding that he resign, and he's saying no. And then, what is it? One rag that I hate. It's the New York Daily News. I can't stand them. They hate me too. So it's, you know, it's equal. But now they've been demanding that he resign. And he's not resigning, clearly, because he just invoked Jesus. And then all of a sudden, now they got these reverends who are now like this one guy. He comes out, he's like Reverend Johnny Green. He said, it's horrible for him to compare himself to Jesus. I mean, would some of the left that call themselves reverends, they do a lot worse. Can I just say? They do a lot worse. And so now they're appalled. I think they're appalled just because he said, quote unquote, Jesus. That probably would be enough to do it. I really don't have, like, I really don't care. I mean, I honestly, like, Eric Adams, meh, I could take him or leave him. I think that's a pretty fair, do you like him, Kane? Are you a big Eric Adams fan? He's not like a Fetterman.
No, I haven't seen, I haven't seen much consistency in his political messaging from day one to now. Like, it's definitely been a shift.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he came to a realization that the left isn't his friend. Exactly.
I think he's realizing it now.
Yeah. So
they're trying to go at him for federal corruption stuff. And this is all after he came out hard about immigration.
Yeah. So I see him in this like political limbo where he doesn't exactly know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just kind of letting it all hang out.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. So very, very interesting. Very interesting indeed. All right. So one of the things that we were talking about is this, the leaking of, the taxpayer information of over 405,000 Americans, including Trump's and his stuff that was leaked. You guys remember that story when that happened? The IRS, they confirmed the House Judiciary, and this where this comes from, the committee's suspicion and recent reports that show the scope of the leak was much broader than what they originally reported. The Biden administration, under the Biden presidency, the IRS was telling people that it was only 70,000 taxpayers affected, and it's actually almost 500,000. Major, major scandal. And it was all disclosed by a guy who goes by the name of Mr. Little John. Now, I bring this up because the two-tiered system of justice, again, going back to Trump making a single payment in 11 installments. And how many, what did he get? Like 35 felony charges for that? For one payment made in 11 installments, they were trying to cobble together 34 felony charges. And remember, every single time someone did anything, it's like if you pick up a box and you put the box down, you hand the box over to someone, every little thing is a process charge. So that's why they got 34 charges out of one transaction that was in 11 installments. this guy literally leaks 405,000 tax returns. And he was charged one singular count. I am shocked. Not, I mean, I shocked, but at the same time, I expect it. These are also the same exact people who were raising all hell over these Doge nerds, and I don't say that as a pejorative, having read-only access under non-disclosure agreements to try to figure out the waste and the fraud and the abuse of many of these agencies. They don't care about the security of your private information. They just care about the security of other people seeing what they do with your private information. That's what this is all about. It's just really wild. Really wild. And I hope that something's done about it. That would be great. Then you also had, I saw this last night. You know you may not know this account. It's called Data Republican. I noticed them a couple of months ago and they started following me. And I noticed I can't remember what they had reposted. It had something to do with budget. And then I started looking at their account. I followed them because they had some really, I mean, it's really good information on their account. And when I see accounts like this, and there's a ton of them all over social media, they are, they're always individuals that do something. And I, again, not saying this as mean at all. Like they usually have really nerdy jobs, right? Like some of these people that just crunch out these numbers every day, like not for anything other than they enjoy it. It's a hobby for them. It's a side thing for them. And that's what this account did. And they were exposing the abuses of U.S. aid funding. There's a piece on Red State right now that dives into this. And I saw this last, like out of nowhere, I saw this last night and it totally shocked me because the website that they have too is called Data Republican. And Data Republican last night tweeted out, quote, "I have been doxxed." And then rather than let others control the narrative, they write, "I am addressing this directly." So they give out their name, Jenica Pounds. She says she recently resigned from her job to pursue Doge adjacent efforts full time. She says her background check is still in progress. Her ultimate goal is to work with the admin to cut waste and improve efficiency. She also adds that she gave up everything to do this, her safety, her career, because she believes in what she's doing. She also adds that she's 100% deaf and nonverbal. Her lack of signing fluency does not make her any less deaf. She gets into some of the explanations on that. She says she's deaf and that she doesn't believe that community should be politically aligned, etc. And they doxed her. They didn't just go after her. They tried going after her employer. They were trying to find anyone that, you know, she may, like anybody that she talked to, anybody that she worked with. They apparently tried contacting her employer. Everything. So it's wild. This is what the left does. And she just went out with it. Apparently Rolling Stone was asking about her work and her previous employer. And particularly, and she named the reporter that was doing it, Jacqueline Sweet. She says, is that clear? Because this person apparently also freelances at Rolling Stone. So clearly she was over the target. I find that when you're over the target, that's when they come for you. When you're over the target, that's when they come at you. That's when they try to, you know, a million things. They try to get you six different ways to Sunday. So she's clearly over the target. She's, you know, was pointing out so much of this wasteful spending and you know, things that you weren't necessarily hearing like on CNN, etc. And so they really went at her. So she's just like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to keep doing it. But, you know, here's what, this is me. So she took away their fuel. And she covered it. I mean, the NGOs, she covered everything. She talked about the NGOs being entrenched in the Democrat Party and the one system. And she goes after Republicans just as much because they need to be gone after. I mean, you know, the uniparty's a real thing. So they went after her because she's too effective. Isn't that something? Go after somebody because they're just too effective. So you gotta, they were trying, I guess they thought they could scare her into silence. That's also a tactic of thugs too, trying to scare people and intimidate them into silence. So she's going to keep going. Good for her. And I don't know if Rolling Stone wants to, if they're going to actually pursue. I mean, you guys saw what happened with when they went after the Covington school kids. I think that's going to go so well for them. So in addition to that, I know there's, they're going to fight you on this. Just like there, I'm looking for this one headline that I had that I sent out. I'm going to pull this up because it gets into the efforts to try to drive some division in the House and in the Senate. And it gets into how there's disagreement with how to cut, how to approach cuts, disagreement on making permanent the Trump 2017 tax cuts. And the media is really going to start picking this apart. And I'm telling you, you're going to have to do the heavy lifting. So like when you play a video game, if you go in and you're playing like as a group, and there's something you got, and if you're having a particularly rough go of that particular session, there's always someone really good that, you know, everybody jokes, oh, this person's carrying the game. They're carrying the game. You're going to have to carry the game. You're going to have to carry it for these Republicans in the House and Senate. You're going to have to carry it for them because these individuals, I don't care how conservative you think they are, they're going to fold. They always do. Thomas Massie was the only one in the House who stood against this. And I loved the response that he had. Someone was trying to get at him and say, and try to act as though he was part of it. And he was like, nope. And he had the screenshot of the roll call that they had on C-SPAN. And he circled the little number one because that was him. How crazy is that? That all of the talk about DOGE and cutting spending all throughout the election leading up to right now resulted in just that one singular number one. Pretty amazing. We've got headlines coming up. History shows gold and silver thrive under strong leadership. During President Trump's first term, gold surged 53% and silver soared 51%. With him back, could precious metals break new records in 2025 and beyond? In times of economic uncertainty, smart investors turn to assets that have proven their worth. Gold and silver have historically outperformed in volatile markets, making them a crucial part of any strategy for preserving and growing wealth. And that's why I trust the partners at GoldCo. Secure your financial future today and don't wait until the next economic crisis happens. GoldCo is a trusted leader in precious metals, and with over $3 billion in gold and silver secured for hardworking Americans, they've been a top-rated company from the start. Take action and partner with a company that puts your security first. Visit DanaLikesGold.com right now and get a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit. On top of that, you could also qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus silver, possibly even more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
For whatever reason, I don't know why, but I was like, I think it's probably time for Florida stories. And it's not. I don't know what's happening today. It's the weather because it's 75 degrees here and I don't know what to do. It's too much. So a man fell in love with an AI bot. It's an emotional support AI bot and he went to traditional family. Do you think this is real or do they do this just to get stories? He goes, we bond over studying and we play video games together. Dude, your doll doesn't play anything with you. Okay? It's a doll. It's not even alive. It's not even dead because it's never been alive. So it's I don't know how to say it, a private times doll. Yeah. Christopher Stokes has been dating. Its name is Aki, an artificial intelligence bot for 5 years. It literally looks like a doll. And I don't know. It's weird. It's just so weird. He takes pictures with it. He describes it as his rock. Says he wants to be a traditional family. And he said he's dated human women before. This is his shot in the dark at companionship. He says she's a digital being. And I don't know. I don't know. So it's an AI that apparently they simulate her physical form in the doll when required. That's even weirder for me. This guy, dude, yo, you're a freak. You're a freak. That's a freak. That's freak stuff. That's weird. He changes her wigs. Dude, let's not. So let's see. Ozzy Osbourne, he says in his documentary with regard to health issues that they're going to, I guess, do one last Black Sabbath performance. And he says he wants to say a proper goodbye. He's been rocking for quite some time now. And so he's a subject of a new documentary called No Escape From Now, chronicles his health issues and the upcoming final show with Black Sabbath. Very cool. Very cool. The last time I met Geezer Butler once, we were backstage at a show and I was pregnant and I met Geezer Butler and I got to shake his hand and they were very nice. But I was like huge. I was house size and it was very awkward. But I was like, I want to be there. Let's see. Anyway, Betty White gets a new forever stamp. You're all right with it?
Not for that.
I mean, do people still get stamps?
Yeah, the forever ones are supposed to be good because they keep wanting to raise the price of the damn stamps. But if you buy the forever one, you never, you know, it'll always be good.
Yeah. So, okay, well, so she's going to be, they ought to have like one whole Golden Girls stamp. I think they do. She's one of them. So, yeah, we got a lot more on the way. Stick with us. Our partners over at Superbeats, the same folks who did the Superbeat shoes now have Super Barine. And this is an all-natural product, plant-based, and it's formulated with an ingredient that helps to support your metabolism and helps to support blood sugar levels. It's 3 times more effective than your diet and exercise alone. And these are real results, super convenient, one easy-to-swallow capsule. It helps you do more to support metabolic health and blood sugar levels. They're clinically researched ingredients, and it features a clinically studied berberine that has this 10 times higher absorption rate than standard berberine. It's used by doctors from the makers of Superbeats. So head to your nearest Sam's Club, save on the Superbeats hard shoes and the new Superberine from Human. You'll love the way it makes you feel.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized, informative episodes perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
Will they tell them the truth about how these departments are impacted? Let's just look at the Department of Transportation. How many people have died? How many near misses that we've had? Mm-hmm. They're fatal accidents since this administration has has come into the White House.
So the plane crashes are all Trump's fault because Doge. What sense does that make? So how does getting rid of redundant hirings within the FAA that have nothing to do with security or air traffic control, how did that factor in to that claim? Notice how there was no follow-up. My first response, that was April Ryan, who you remember, she's a wannabe journalist. She's an activist who cosplays as a journalist. My first pushback question would have been, okay, well, since we know that none of the individuals terminated from employment had anything to do with security or air traffic control, how did they do that? How did that contribute to that? Explain. And they didn't ask her that. How do you not ask that as a follow-up question? This is why I hate media. You don't understand however much you hate media, multiply it by 11 trillion. I have been here since before 2008, hating on the press. Dana, you're part of the press. No, I am a troll. So there's a big difference. So the claim that she made there is, it doesn't make any sense. But notice how when we had like trains going off the rails and all this other stuff happening under Buttigieg, nobody said, wow, what's Poot doing? Sup, Poot? What's up? What's good? What's up with all these, you know, supply chain and that? What's happening? They didn't ask a single question about that. Can I play? Wait, I'm going to pull this up. I'm going to play this too. Let's get, because we've got that from April Ryan. Then we've got, and this is talking about immigration, Premier Jayapal, member of Congress. Okay, she says that Elon Musk was an illegal alien. That's not true. Listen.
We can't let them continue their lies and their distractions. We can't let them deport the millions of families across this country who have been doing the work that keeps our economy going every day. And I am here to say that we refuse to let Donald Trump and his unelected billionaire buddy Elon Musk, who conveniently seems to have forgotten that he was an undocumented immigrant as well, I refuse to let them scapegoat and target immigrants.
I love the people who, unlike me, everything I do has receipts, no matter how upset it might make some people. But I don't understand just going out and saying stuff like that about somebody's status without, all the evidence is to the contrary. He was never an illegal immigrant. I don't like the phrase undocumented American or undocumented immigrant because it's stupid and illiberal. I don't like that phrase because it suggests that, oh, well, I'm legal. I just don't have papers. That's like me stealing something from Walmart and going, no, no, no. It's an undocumented purchase. That's all it is. Or if I steal a car, it's not Grand Theft Auto. It's an undocumented purchase. How dare you? You see how that's like weaponized and trying to throw back in your face? He was born in South Africa. He ended up getting citizenship in Canada, I think, first. And he's already became a naturalized American citizen. So I'm not quite sure I don't know how that argument came into existence. That literally never happened. He's been here. He came here to the United States when I was in high school. And he's been here apparently for that long. Like, I think what he was at Stanford or something like that. And then he created a company and sold it. But I don't know why they think that he was illegal. Like, he was an illegal alien. That's just simply not true. So what does that have to do with the cuts at Doge that you're mad about? What does that have to do with all of the waste fraud? I've never seen people who are told, look at how much money your government is wasting. Billions of dollars. I mean, you're looking like half a trillion. And everyone's like, how dare you? How dare you tell us what these people are doing with our tax dollars? We're going to riot. I don't understand that. I don't understand it at all. So I don't know. But, and then you add this too. Listen, audio soundbite 13, she was going on about immigration and it just gets worse from there.
We can't let them continue their lies and their distractions. We can't let them deport the millions of families across this country who have been doing the work that keeps our economy going every day. We can't let them scapegoat and criminalize immigrants who contribute, who are our neighbors, our friends, our churchgoers, our community around us that we deeply love. Immigrants are us. Immigrants are us, and we all deserve respect and dignity. If you look at the food that's on your table, think about who picked it. If you look at your homes, think about who built them. If you look at your vulnerable elders and your kids, think about who's taken care of them.
What in the racist hell did I just hear? She acts like people who come across the border can't help but do menial labor. Have you noticed this? This is like not just her. It's all Democrats. It's all people on the left. I mean, Democrats still, that's how they still view minorities. Now, Kane says Trinidad-Aragua isn't picking fruit. They're taking care of your grandmother, Kane. Trinidad-Aragua is out there saving puppies, taking care of your grannies. People just don't like them because they're brown from Venezuela.
None of that is true, what you just said.
But the Democrats say, though.
Yeah, it's not true when they say it, too.
I don't know. I mean, Eric Adams is Jesus.
definitely not true.
I mean, when he can turn my water into wine over here, then we'll talk. But, you know, in the meantime. But Democrats, like back in, you know, the days of yore during the Civil War, they're like, what are we going to, who's going to pick this cotton if we let people go? Now they're like, oh my gosh, if we send these people, if we deport people, who's going to do? That's like the most racist stuff I've ever heard in my life. And they do it without even, do they realize how they sound? Do they realize how they sound? It's the same argument that they were making back during the 1800s. The same argument. It has never changed. These people never, ever change. Jiminy Christmas. I don't know. That says more about them than it says about the policies with regards to immigration. But they're upset. They're still upset. Then you got classy Jasmine Crockett, Audio Soundbite 11. Such class.
If you could speak directly to Elon Musk, what would you say?
F off.
That's it.
Okay. And then she flew away with her false lashes. She just flitted up into the sky and flew into the building. Just, I don't know. So class, bringing dignity back, right? Isn't that what Biden said? Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's a lot of glue. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Ardell. You don't know that because you're a man. Those are the fake lash things that everybody uses in TV studios. Oh, my goodness. So I don't know. It's they're attacking Musk, but they're not talking about any of the stuff that, like, the tax thing. Not a single Democrat has mentioned the leaking from the IRS of all this tax information. They haven't talked about it. And I was actually looking, let me pull this up. CNN, MSNBC, nothing from them. Oh, literally nothing from them. Not even a tweet. Nothing. I'm looking at the CNN breaking news, the CNN account. I'm looking at nothing from AP, nothing from MSNBC, NBC, ABC, nothing from anybody. They don't care. They don't care. That doesn't matter. But you know what should matter is the couple of nerds under NDAs that had read-only access. That's what should matter to you. What are they going to do with your stuff? Don't look at the IRS workers that leaked taxpayer information out purposefully for malicious reasons. Don't look at that. Look at this. I don't know. They said that Trump has answered more than 1,000 press questions in his first month. That's insane. He likes it. You know he does. He it's over 1,000. It's more than 7 times the amount that Biden answered his entire 4 years. Dang. You said it's 140?
Yeah. It's around 141. I saw that number float around.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah. And yeah, I think like 15 of them were about ice cream.
They also said that his Oval Office appearances occur multiple times a day, and it's common for press pool reporters to ask 4 or 5 questions apiece. And they said that that's a huge difference from Biden because they didn't get any of that with Biden.
Remember, he would have a piece of paper and maybe 4 names on it from different news outlets, and he'd have to call from that piece of paper. That's how crazy it was.
Yep. That's pretty wild. Every time he does his executive orders, they come in and they have the press in, and they all gather in front of the Resolute desk, etc. But 7 times the amount of questions. In fact, they said that the 1,000th question came on February 19th, and that was from Fox News producer Caroline McKee, who was in the press cabin of Air Force One. And the 1,000, somebody's literally been keeping track of this, and I think that's both awesome and hysterical. The question that was asked, this is the 1,000th question that had been asked, officially, that had been asked of Trump on February 19th, quote, do you think D.C. should govern itself, or do you think that governing D.C. should go back to Congress? And Trump said, I think we should govern D.C. That was on February 19th. So it's, you know, we're at the 20, that was a while ago. It was almost 10 days ago. So he's had, how many other press conferences has he had since then? I mean, he had literally 2 separate ones with 2 different leaders in one day. So he's been busy. A pretty pretty significant. Now, I will say this. One of the things that has been oft discussed is this James Carville prediction, where he says that the Republicans are in the midst of a collapse, and he gave them 4 to 6 weeks to fully implode. A lot of people write it off because it's James Carville, and Carville is, he's a leftist, and he's wrong on so many policies, and you know, he was there with Clinton, and et cetera. Although I don't really think that he has a great relationship with Hillary, but still, I think that people kind of are overlooking something that I do think is important in this. And I'm only saying it because it's something that I've observed also. One of the things at the heart of his remark is the economy. And if you remember, what, you know the famous line, it's the economy, stupid? That was from Carville when he was working with Clinton on messaging. That was one of the, they put that in a movie. It's like a famous, his like most famous line. There is some truth to that. If it is, if it's economically, if Republicans can't get it together, he's actually not wrong. He was talking about specifically Johnson trying to get Republicans on board for Trump's, like, you know, his big marquee agenda proposal. You know, he wants to, you know, not just cut spending, but make tax cuts permanent, all this stuff. And the party in the House has such a tiny, barely a majority. He is accurately noting that if Republicans start fumbling, and it's already kind of, it's already happening, if they continue to fumble on getting his economic agenda passed, voters are going to turn. That has happened. And this is where normally I would say, this is a very weird new era of American politics, so those norms don't hold true. But when it comes to people's paychecks, when it comes to the economy, there is no exception to that. It is always resolute. And that is one thing that we really, really, really have to watch. And that's why, you know, you're going to have to carry these fools in Congress. You're going to have to put the pressure on. And we're, you know, we're, that's, it's going to be a hard fight because we are going to hit a recession. That's coming. That's all in the mix. It's been set up for a while. That's all in the mix. How these Republicans deal with it is going to determine the future of everything. So the battle's just beginning.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. And this, we've been following everything, though. It's been a busy day for that. Did they actually ever have their, did they ever get to have their cabinet meeting, or is there, are they still talking to the press? Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious, because it was going on for like over an hour.
I think it's done.
So they're now they took it behind closed doors, I guess. Because I know that they have the press that comes in, and they talk to the press, and then they shut the doors, and they get to work on everything else. So, interesting. I'm curious to see what kind of stuff comes out of all of that. So we'll see. But yeah, we were talking about how POTUS had answered more than 1,000 questions so far, 7 times more than Biden. And we're just waiting. I'm waiting to see what happens with the budget bill, the resolution that's in the House, and what the Senate's going to do to it. And I'm not quite sure what we're going to end up with economically, but I do know that it is incredibly important that Republicans hold the line on cutting spending, which they're not doing right now. It's going to get rougher. We're going to get into rougher waters. When do you think, Kane? I know it's like looking at a crystal ball, but they're like, I mean, it's already starting. The retail has already kind of given warnings. The housing market.
Yeah, the markets usually react to quarterly type data. So my guess is going to be sometime in April or
yay,
or again in July.
No, not yet. All right. We'll discuss this more tomorrow. Today in stupidity.
All right. It is CNN's most potato-like contributor, Brian Stelter. This is what Brian says about what Musk and Trump are doing. Listen to this.
I was also reminded by the famous movie line, "I see dead people." Yeah. It seems like Musk and Trump see dead people. They believe there are formerly alive federal employees collecting paychecks, even though they're not alive anymore. And you would think there would be better ways to figure that out rather than send an email to everyone and hope they reply. But, you know, this is one of those things where Trump and Musk are doing what they call common sense, even if it's actually nonsense when you think about it.
Why is it nonsense? Why does he always do this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Common sense is not nonsense.
That does it for us today, folks. Sign up over at Substack, Chapter and Verse. Find us YouTube, Facebook, like, and subscribe. I'll be back with you tomorrow.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa Welcome Bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.